Parshas Ki Tete Beis Tfila Tovshin Ayin Vav. We're discussing our topic Halacha Shir, and this year B'zad Hashem we'll try and discuss the Halachas of Lo Yilbash. What things are forbidden for a man to do? What about hair implants? If you have a boil, have a boil on your forehead, are you allowed to take it off? So that's what we should discuss today, B'zad Hashem. Siyat Vishmaya. Says the Torah in Perek Chof Beis Sif Posikei, Lo yekli gever al isha, V'lo yilbash gever simlas isha, Ki toyavas Hashem Elokecho kol oise eile. A kli gever, a kli of a man, should not be on a woman. A man should not wear a woman's dress, because it's an abomination to Hashem whoever does these things. First of all, simple pshat, what is the pasuk referring to? In Maseches Nozir Nun Tes Amud Aleph, we find over there Machlekes Tana Kama and Rab Lezer ben Yaakov. Tana Kama says he learns Kipshuta literally, Lo Yekli Gebar Isha, doesn't mean a man cannot wear a woman's dress and a woman cannot wear man's clothing. Can't be. It says to Evo, Ve'en kan to Evo. What's wrong for a man to wear a dress? What's wrong for a woman to wear man's clothing? It's supposed to be to Evo. There is no to Evo. Rather, says Tanakama, it means Shoyil Bash Ish, Simna Sisho. A man cannot disguise himself as a woman and sit among women. And a woman cannot disguise herself as a man to sit among men. Because they'll be mixing in, people won't be aware of each other's genders, there'll be a complete mix. Only if they're actually sitting together, mixing in together, is it called to Eva. Just to wear the dress is not. That's what Tana Kama says. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, Minayin shlo teitze isha beklei zayin amilchoma. How do we know a woman should not be wearing weapons? Should not be having weapons going out to war? Talmud Leimar, Lo yekli gever al isha. Kli gever is not discussing dress, discussing weapons. V'lo yilbash gever simlas isha. When it says a man should not wear woman's clothing, it means shlo yitaken ish tikune isha. A man should not adorn himself with women's adornments. Nothing about mixing together. Says the Gemara Nazir, Nitesa Mutalaf, Hamavir Beis HaShechi U Beis HaErva. A person removes his pubic hairs, his armpit hairs, gets malchus. Bash gever simlas isha. Says the Gemara, it's dependent on what we on the machlekes tanoim we just had. What's the lab of loyil bash gever simlas isha? Going to Tana Kama, that says the issa is to wear the other gender's clothing and to sit together. So to take hair off your private hairs, to take them off. It's not Issa Deraisa. It's Issa Drabonon. According to Rabbi Ben Yaakov, who says not to do tikune isha, so women, they would take the hair off. And therefore, it's an Issa Deraisa to get malchus for Mavri Beis HaShechi and Beis HaErva.
What did you just say?
I say, if a man removes his pubic hairs or his hairs under his armpit, see, is that Issa Deraisa or Drabonon? The Gemara says it depends on Machlokes Tanoim we just learned before. Going to Tana Kama, what the Torah is prohibiting is the intermingling of the genders by disguising themselves. So the person privately removes the hairs under his armpit, it's not the Issa Deraisa, it's an Issa Drabonon. But according to Rabbi Ezra ben Yaakov, it's nothing to do with mixing with the genders. It's imitating the genders. A man cannot adorn himself with women's adornments. Since women, they remove their hairs, therefore for a man to remove his hairs is an Issa Deraisa and he gets malchus. What's the reason? What's the logic behind this prohibition? Says the Rambam, in Sefer Mitzvahs, in Lo Tase Mem, and likewise brought in the Chinuch, in Mitzvah Tov Kuf Mem Beis, the reason why people, different genders, would adorn themselves with the opposite gender, Pa'omim ta'ase lo'irer hateva lezima. Sometimes it's to awaken zima, znus. To awaken the znus feelings, so therefore the people would wear the opposite gender clothing. And pa'omim iyase leminim la'avoda zara. It's a way of avoda zara. As he says, look in the svarim, you'll see it right there. There's a mefursa ma'oit, he says, very, very, Rama quotes, it's very well known. It was a well known thing that part of the avoda zara way was you'd wear opposite gender clothing. Okay? And you know, it's Rama Meshitosai. But we didn't know that. We thought it's just in this matter of sneers. Tueva. You know what the Rambam brings these halachas down? These halachas of Lo Yilbash. Where they brought down? You say the Noshim, right? Where are you going to find these halachas? Mistake. Not in Seyda Noshim. In Hilchas Avodah Zarah. That's what they brought down. The halachas of Lo Yilbash are brought in the end of Hilchas Avodah Zarah. It's Rama Meshitasai. That this prohibition is an Avodah Zarah based prohibition. Nafkumina says the Mishchas Chinuch, you have to machmir. You have to machmir, this is a letter of Avodah Zarah. We have to treat these halachas very seriously, because these have a weight to these lavin. Now we're going to discuss dyeing your hair. The Gemara in Shabbos, Tzadik Beis tells us, Hanoitel on Shabbos, person removes with a kli mole pizug for Shabbos, chayav. If you remove, cut with the tip of the scissors on Shabbos, you're chayav. Kama mole pizug. Stein. Two hairs, goizes, you have on Shabbos, if you cut two hairs on Shabbos, Rav Lezer Omer Achas, even one hair. Says the Gemara, even Chachamim say two, Rav Lezer says one, Umaydim Chachamim Rav Lezer. Chachamim agreed Rav Lezer, you have for one, B'melaket Levanois Mitoch Shchayrois, Afilu Achas Chay. If you cut a white hair out of black hair, here Chachomim agreed to Rav Lezer, you hire for one. Ad kan was Hilchas Shabbos. It's very noticeable. There's a Chashivus to one white hair out of black? Says the Gemara, the dover is there. Removing a white hair.
These are two things. If you cut two hairs, you're
on Shabbos, you have Shabbos. But one white hair out of black, you're high for one. High for one. The dover is there, says the Gemara, af v'chol osu. To take a white hair out of black is also not only on Shabbos, even on a weekday. Shum shenema lo yilbash gever simlas isha. Says, and the Rambam passes this halacha. Hamalakit sa'arois levonois mitoich hashchoirois. Says the Rambam, a person who plucks white hairs out of black hairs, miroishoy from his head, from the hair of his head, or miskano from his beard. Mishalikit sa'ara achas, plucks out the first white hair, loike gets malchus. Mipnisha oto eide isho. This you're doing like a woman that you get malchus. And continues the Rambam. If he's dyeing his white hair black, when he dyes one hair, he gets malchus. The Rambam introduces plucking, he compares plucking to dyeing. It's a chiddush of the Rambam. The Ravid, so I don't understand, what does one hair do? What are they isha? What kishute isha is it to take one hair? You can't even see it. Says the Kesem Mishnah, the Rama holds, you can't see it. Even one hair, you take one white hair out, it's something you could see. It's nikar. That's how it's passing in Shulchan Aruch. In Yerodeh Kuftei Beis Osu Laket Afilu Sa'ar Aichot Lova Metech Hashchoiro Yismashum Lo Yilbash. It's Osu, and you can't even dye one hair. So it comes out that it is forbidden to dye your hair, to dye your hair, or to pluck white hairs. Now there are many, many shailas in the poskim. Nigus Moshe, he's asked the question. A person wants to take tablets. He's not going to dye his hair. He's going to take tablets that will make his hair go black. He's not going to take some paint and dyes on his hair. He's just going to take some medicine, and the medicine will cause his hair to go black. What's the din? Is that also included in Isra Yilbash Gever Simnas Isha? Says Igus Moshe, it depends what is the definition of the Isra. What is the Torah answering? Is it Maisa Kishut Anoshim? Is it the action that's being Asa? Or the result? What is the Torah answering? Is the Torah Asa to do an action that a woman would do? Women, they would dye their hair. So an action a woman does, you can't do yourself. Or is it the result? Since women's hairs get dyed, so a man can't allow himself to be in a situation he has the same result and product of a woman. Nafkemina is taking these tablets. Taking tablets is not a feminine act. Taking tablets, millions of people take tablets every day. There's nothing feminine in taking tablets. It's not a pu'ula, you could say it's kishute noshim. The result is feminine. The result is you dyed your hair black. And that's enough gemina. If what the Torah is answering is the maisa kishute noshim, the action, so this is not kishute noshim. Taking tablets, big deal. If the Torah is answering the result is your hair is dyed like a woman. That would be also another nafkemina. Is the heter of grammar. Here it's grammar. If the Isser is the Maisa, so you can say Gram. I'm not Gurin, because it doesn't immediately diet, it's not directly. It's changing the hormone somehow. So you could, there's a Heter Grama. But if the Isser is the result, there's no Heter Grama over here. The Isser is the finished product. Grama won't help you. That's the Chakira, the major Feinstein says it's totally on. Yes? Sorry?
You're not allowed to have somebody else cut your face.
That's a special posse, by the way. That's a special posse.
So, this is my question. You say, I didn't find any hair, someone did it for me. And you do that, or they give you the haircut that decided to remove the white hair.
This is a special posse about hairs. But here, what are you going to say? Well, he took the tablets.
You're saying, is it the mindset or is it the result?
You're saying there as well, you see.
Okay.
You're saying there it's also, right? No, it's different. I mean, you can't compare. I don't think you can compare the two things together. Ramesha says he holds the Issa is the result. Why? Says, because we find the issa of likut, we saw that the pluck of hair, to pluck a white hair out of black, we saw is also, says the Moshe, women don't pluck their hair, they cut their hair. Women don't go bald. They start plucking their white hairs, they have no hairs. It's not derech hanoshim to pluck the hair, to cut it, to dye it. They won't pluck. So he says, if there is the ma'isa kishut enoshim, so to pluck hair is not kishut enoshim. Women don't pluck the hair; they treasure the hairs. If there is the result, you have black hair. So therefore, claims of Moshe, from the fact that there is an issa to pluck your hair, even though it's not for sure the women do this b'chal, is the raya, it's not the maisa that's also, it's the result. And the result is the same, you end up with black hair only. And therefore, says Moshe, to take tablets that would change the hormones of your hair and make them go black, would be an osa, would be the derisa of lo yilbash.
Would it make a difference?
Go on.
Would it make a difference as far as I know, this halacha is really relevant to the time. What's considered men's dress, what's considered women's dress, can change. So, like today, if a woman wears women's pants, if a man wears women's pants, he's over an Israel. If a woman wears women's pants, aside from the sneezes, she's not over an Israel. That doesn't mean for women, even though 100 years ago, women did not wear pants.
Things change. It's in Shulchan Aruch. Hakol kaminig haMedina. If you go and live in Scotland, you can wear a kilt.
So if it's very common that men who dye their hair, their facial hair, then even though that's it's a specific example given in the Gemara, perhaps it's not also today. Is that an unchanging? Maybe that exactly is wrong.
I think things could change.
Even though it's a specific example.
So it's a question: who's our yardstick? Who do you measure with the goyim? With from Jews who are doing shleika din, we can measure with them, or has to be people who keep their din. Dying hair is designated for men? Why? No.
It's probably a marketing deal. It probably uses the same substance for women.
What's the swara? Why should the man need different dye than a woman? Okay. In Igros Moshe, Yodei Chalek Beis, Moshe was challenged with his disciples. In fact, are you allowed to shave? Are you allowed to cut your beard? So in fact, the Semach Tzedek says also, cutting your beard is lo yilbash. Women don't have beards. By cutting your beard, you make yourself to a woman. And by the way, all these things, lo yilbash applies even to one item. Lo yilbash applies even to one item. For a woman to wear a man's hat, even if she's wearing a dress, lo yilbash. So it claims that Tzemach Tzedek, you can't cut your beard because kishut ha'isha. And the achronim are mekel. Right, so people make on this. No, trimming. Clean shave. I mean,
no, not asking
trimming right now. But to cut it, not with a razor, because you can't use razor. But so this person wants to claim to our Moshe, you have a problem with your side. Why? Because you say that this is the result, not the Maisa. If you're going with the Maisa, to understand the head of the Achronim. All the Achronim are mekel to cut your beard. Because they don't have a lack of beard because they cut it. I understand why it's mutter for a man to cut his beard, because women don't cut their beards. The Maisa is different, it's not a Maisa Kishut Isha. But according to you, that you're answering the result, it should be also, because Maisa, you end up with a woman, like a woman. This was how Moshe was being challenged. Honich, if you say this is the Maisa, so this is not a Maisa women do. Women don't cut their hair with scissors. They don't cut their beard. They don't have a beard. But if the Issa is mutter, if the Issa is the result, then you end up like a woman. So it should be also. This is the challenge that Moshe was presented. What is the answer? Huh? Sorry?
Not the same, because Hashem created men with facial hair, women don't have facial hair. So there's no relationship between what men do and women do to that. But when it comes to the hair, both are created with hair. It's the treatment of hair that's the question. They're not comparable.
Amazing. I think it's similar to what Moshe said. Said to Moshe, the issue is for a man to do a pu'ula that women do. Kishut einoshim, a man can't do, can't make kashat himself. Were it to be that women would be cutting their beards, so man can't cut his beard. But women don't have beard. The result is not through kishut einoshim. Women didn't make it, cause it to happen, they don't have a beard. It's not a result of kishut einoshim. If it's by dyeing your hair, women dyed their hair, so you can't dye, get your hair dyed. Not having a beard is not something that women are active about. So therefore, what you're doing, you can't say it's kishut einoshim, because women it just happens to be they don't do it.
Well, you can dye your beard.
It's in Fush Mammon, you can't.
Sorry?
It's in Fush Mammon, you can't dye your beard.
Women don't do that.
I don't know, we're going to be Michalik. Women remove white. Whatever they get, what are you doing? You're trying to remove the white hair. You're not trying to treat your beard. You're trying to keep your young look. A black head.
Conceptually, but the women don't do that exactly because they can't do it. Now there's an opportunity.
it's of course not the case.
I know.
I'm saying.
You're using that star.
Yeah.
Not something
like that. Maybe as far as the women, how don't use scissors. They do. Right. That they cut with a razor. Huh? They say don't pluck, right? Don't pluck. So, okay, I have to think about that. So says the Moshe back. Yes, he says. No, riot from there. He says, Adra, what was the same ascetic answering? Why was he trying to ask to cut your beards? What was he thinking? They don't cut their beards. Must be the result, Adra. He came to ask because of the result. He says, Adra, you see like me in principle. Because it's a result that doesn't come through. It's not a tikkuni noshim type of result. They don't do anything about it. They would use a razor.
Okay, but it's the act of removing hair. The same area of the man is
I was thinking about that. There's another major heter flying around. The Taz, Kufay Beis, brings the Bach. And the Bach says, if it's a cold winter's day, and the lady wants to wear, she's cold, she wants to wear her husband's coat, or vice versa, it's mutter. A very feminine coat, or a lady's coat, or a man's coat, is mutter. Because if you're not wearing it, l'shem kishut, you're wearing it to protect yourself from the cold and heat, says the Bach, it's mutter. If you're trying to adorn yourself, make yourself look respectable, so that comes under loyal bash. But if it's just for the physical protection, says the Bach, it's mutter. Therefore, says Rav Moshe, if there's someone who has a job interview and he knows this, they'll see his white beard, they won't take him. His white hair, he won't be accepted. He wants to know if he could dye his hair so he can get his job. Says Rav Moshe, first of all, you have to be careful where you know. Are you misleading them? Whether to know your real age, would they take you or not? If the answer is yes, they will take you. They don't mind your age. It's just your just look. It doesn't look. You don't look good. So he says, if that's the case, it's like he's madame to the Bach. You're wearing it. You're dyeing your hair just to accept you for the job. Not because you're trying to look nice or look handsome in the eyes of people. Just to protect yourself from. We're not being harmed by the fact you have a white beard, white hair. Sorry? Why?
Common practice for people to present themselves as positively as possible. And it's common practice for people, even men, to make themselves look younger. And so therefore, and there are people who naturally just look younger than the average person. So if someone's presenting themselves in a certain way, I don't understand how that would be misleading someone. If they were to say, how old are you? And someone's 60 and they say they're 50.
Well, you asked him, how do you know? Why?
If they lie about their age, or even an explicit indication that they're young, that's one thing. But people just by the holiness, that would be.
You ask inside another point. No. You don't have to cover something up. You can't hide information. It's unnatural. He really has white hair. He's making back, so he's misleading them. So you know, if they care about the age, that's important for them. Because of course, you have an eved. You sell. You can't disguise who he is. Of course. And that's a side point. But Amai says he allows you to, because you're not doing it for the noi. You're just doing it for the job interview to get accepted. It's not because you're trying to enhance your appearance. You're not trying to beautify yourself. Just you don't be harmed by your white hair. In Igros Moshe, Chelik or Chaim Chelik Dalet, he's asked by Rabbi Rappaport, who's married to Moshe's grandson from Frat. He's asked by women in Gush Etzion, they want to carry weapons, self-protection. Is that mutar? We said lo yikli zayin alisha. So says Rav Rappaport, he says to Rav Moshe, we have the Bach, because the reason why they're carrying weapons not because they want to look nice, they want to look cool. It's for self-protection. It's protection. Instead of protection against the cold and the heat, it's protection against Arabs. They're not wearing it because they want to look cool. They want to look like a man. It's not the reason. They're wearing it because they need it. He says, Pum fakir. Pum fakir over here. If they'd wear it, they wear it because they want to look cool, it'd be mutar. But the wearing for itself, that's also. He says, you're getting mixed up. The love of Lo Yekli Gever Al Isha is not because she's beautifying herself to look like a man. The Issa of Lo Yekli Isha, Simas Isha Al Ish, that's a prohibition for a man to beautify himself like a woman beautifies herself. But the vice versa is so. Reikli Gever Al Isha, Reikli Zayin, not because she's beautifying herself to be like a man, but rather she can't act like a man. Because the Targum over there says she can't wear talis. Can't wear talis and tefillin. It's not because of beauty. But we have a separation of the genders, and the separation is weapons are typically carried by men. By her carrying a weapon, she's making herself into a man. You don't have the Bach. If it's a matter of beauty and you do it for something else, it's mutter. But if I care, the matter is a weapon. And she's carrying for a weapon, it would be awesome. Were she to be wear it for beauty, I'd rather be mutter. Because men don't wear weapons for beauty. Nice is makeover, I don't know why. His mako. It's a small weapon, not a big one. One last point. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Gemara says that a person has a petza. A person wants, he has a crust and he wants to peel it off. So if it's because of tzar, painful, so you want to get it off, so you can. If it's for Yoifi, it's awesome. Ra'il Bash. For Yoifi. He wants to look nice. But then the Gemara concludes, since we have a heta of looking beautiful for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore it's Mutter. Even though Chol should be Ra'il Bash, we have a heta of called Peil Hashem. Ro'ichetz Odom Ponov Yodav Ragra B'chol Yoyim. What we do for Hashem, we need to look respectable because we're working for HaKadosh Baruch. So the Levushi Mordechai asks, Maishno, what's the difference between if you have a crust, you have a petza, you're allowed to take it off because we need to look respectable with Bnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Lukot versus plucking white hairs out of black. What's the difference? Plucking white hairs out of black, you chayev v'lo yilbash. Why do we say we need to look good? So the answer is, there's a big difference between something that's going wrong to natural. It's natural for people to get white hairs. The way the world is, your hairs go from black to white. Versus krass and ptaim and mumim and all sorts of boils. It's not supposed to be that way. Not that it's honest, but it's strange, odd. That you can't do. So the chura, how about hair implants? Person going bald and he does hair implants. So the chura, this should be also. It's natural for men to lose their hair. Women, I'm sure they try and prevent. They probably do hair implants, I'm assuming. Women do hair implants. So here, this should be like white hair, but it's a natural thing. So the chura, it should not be mutter. I say also that many men do it, then maybe it becomes mutter. Okay, Shukoyach. Thank you very much.